100 acres at the Eagle Bluffs Wildlife Conservation Area on Monday. However, Wildlife Regional Supervisor John George says the Eagle Bluffs burning contributed little to the smoke over downtown Columbia.
Our staff on site observed most of their smoke going up the Missouri River Valley and not over the hill over McBain and towards town.
George says the department reviews wind and atmospheric conditions before it conducts any controlled burns. Some Missouri lawmakers want to make it easier for members of the military to vote when they return from deployments. Missouri now requires people to register about a month in advance to be eligible to vote, but a bill that was passed by the Senate and is now pending in the House would make an exception for members of the armed forces and their families who have been stationed elsewhere. They would be allowed to register to vote as late as the Friday before an election. The exception would also apply to civilian government employees and their families who are working outside the U.S. and to members of religious or welfare organizations who are assisting service members. Four University of Missouri student athletes have been suspended after being arrested for marijuana possession this weekend, KBIA's Phil Bergman reports.
Freshman basketball players Wes Clark and Shane Rector, along with football players Arion Penton and Sean Rupert, were arrested late Saturday night on suspicion of possession of 35 grams or less of marijuana. Letisa Stroer is a spokesperson for the Columbia Police Department.
Around 11:32 p.m., an officer conducted a traffic stop in the area of 501 East Broadway, which is the Commerce Bank parking lot. When the officer went to approach the vehicle, there was a strong odor of marijuana coming from the vehicle.
The arrest comes days before the Tigers basketball team takes on Davidson in the first round of the National Invitation Tournament. Currently, Clark has been averaging 4.1 points and 2.1 assists in 20.4 minutes per game off the bench for Missouri, while Rector has been totaling 10 points and 3 assists in 22 games this season. In an email to KBIA, Athletic Department spokesperson Chad Muller said, "Per athletic policy, all the individuals were suspended indefinitely upon learning about the incident, and their status with their respective teams is to be determined pending an internal review." Phil Bergman, KBIA News.
A group supporting raising the federal minimum wage dropped off petitions today at U.S. Senator Roy Blunt's office in Clayton. The Missouri Progressive Vote Coalition is asking the Republican senator to raise the minimum wage to $10.10 an hour. Groups in 13 other states are delivering minimum wage-related petitions to members of Congress. But efforts to raise the federal minimum wage have stalled, and Allison Dreith of Missouri ProVote says getting a bill heard in the GOP-controlled House will be tricky.
We need to tell our congresspeople here in Missouri to speak up for working Missourians and not let Speaker Boehner be a roadblock. It's not something that our working families in Missouri can wait for any longer.
A leading shingle manufacturing company says it will build a new production facility in Moberly, Missouri. GAF Roofing said today that the 320,000-square-foot facility will have the largest production capacity of any shingle manufacturing plant in the industry. It will employ about 125 people and is expected to open by the end of 2017. The company, headquartered in Wayne, New Jersey, describes itself as North America's largest roofing manufacturer. The Moberly facility will be GAF's 14th shingle plant and is intended to serve customers throughout the Midwest. Missouri Governor Jay Nixon said GAF plans to spend about $149 million on the facility. He says it will be eligible for state tax incentives. Columbia Public Schools were notified Friday, March 14th, and began investigating an incident where a bus driver hit a Shepherd Boulevard Elementary School student inside the bus. KBIA's Heather Adams has more on the story.
As soon as Shepherd Boulevard Elementary School heard about the incident, the principal began reviewing surveillance tapes capturing the incident inside the bus. Columbia Public Schools spokesperson Michelle Baumstark says it was at this point that the principal felt it was necessary to notify Columbia Police.
As a result, the individual involved was arrested by Columbia Police, and we requested through First Student that the employee be dismissed.
All bus drivers are hired through the bus company First Student. First Student issued a written statement saying it will conduct a full internal review and assist police in the investigation. The driver has been pulled from service until the outcome is determined. Heather Adams, KBIA News.
For KBIA News, I'm Bridget Bowden.